sing that song, This Is My Desire. Everybody come with the expectation this morning, hear from the Lord.
This is my desire.
Picked me up.
song, Holy Spirit, rain down. Holy Spirit, rain down.
Holy Spirit, rain down. Oh, rain down. Oh, comforter and friend. Oh, how I need your touch.
Here from our sister Karen, who was able to make it last night. I'll give you a quick briefing on these. There's 9 pages here, so if you would like to read them, we're going to have them available after service. One was she was driving and her foot got stuck in the pedal. There's a great testimony there, a really quick decision she had to make when she called out on Jesus. Amen. And another one was when she lost her keys. So if you'd like to read these, they'll be available. It would take me probably 5 minutes to read these right now, so we're not going to do that right now. Amen? praise the Lord for our testimonies from Sister Karen. It was good seeing them yesterday. Amen? Amen. Other than that, there are no written prayer requests or testimonies that were turned in. I'm sure if you have an unspoken prayer request, like make known to the Lord by not firsthand, you could do so at this time. I'm going to ask our brother Paul to come lead us in a prayer. Also over tithes and the offerings.
Good morning. God bless you. Just bow our heads. Dear Lord Jesus, we just come to you today, Lord. We just thank you for all the blessing you've been pouring down on us, Lord. Just all these beautiful sermons, Lord, and just all these beautiful praise and worship services, Lord. Just bless this day, Lord. Just bless this final revival service, Lord, as we just continue to go on, Lord. May we just continue to just die daily, Lord. May we just take this revival, Lord, on every day, Lord, with us at work, at schools, everywhere we go, Lord. Just may we take your Holy Spirit with us, Lord. We just praise you for all the Holy Spirit you've been giving us, Lord. We just thank you and praise you, Lord. Just bless the service. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Let's sing that song, Every Promise in the Book is Mine. Amen.
And every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the every promise in the book is mine.
may be seated. We have a song special this morning from our sister Barb. song. Sing that song. God is good all the time.
And God is good all the time. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. In the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good, my God is good.
You just sing it until God comes down. Amen. Maybe see it just for a moment. We appreciate everyone who's put time, effort, prayers, fastings into this little period of time that we've had with one another. Amen.
Amen.
And by the grace of God, we're looking forward to God doing something this morning as well. Amen.
Amen.
I would like to just bring a little something before you. We'll sing maybe a song or so, and then we'll get our brother right up here and let him go. And anyway, I pray that we've been blessed with the word of God you've heard. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Don't you just love Jesus? It makes you love him more and more and more.
Amen.
Amen. But by the grace of God, we're not going to formally take up a special offering, but our brother Daniel, he's from Ghana. And by the grace of God, they've been forced to move their church. And by the grace of God, he gave me a great testimony. God's been doing wonderful things there. And they've been able to receive some funds, but by the grace of God, they're only halfway there. So at the end of this service, we're just going to leave the tithe little basket. We'll leave that back there. If anyone feels led to give to help out towards this mission purpose, we certainly believe our brother Daniel to be a real fine man of God. He didn't ask me to do this, didn't even mention it, but by the grace of God, we feel led to do that. We have abundance. Amen.
Amen.
We're doing just fine. God has been so good to us, but yet we want to extend our arm for those that it's possible for and those who feel led to. Amen. So we just want to do that this morning. And by the grace of God, I'll probably try to sing a song real quick. And then we'll move right into things. Amen?
Amen.
How many feel like you're showing the light today?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Looking forward to the word this morning. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to sing a song I haven't sung in probably a very long time. And I pray to be a blessing to you. It's called Knowing You. Amen. And all I want, held dear, built my life upon. All this world reveres and was to own. All I once thought gain, I have counted loss, spent and worthless now compared to this. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness. And I love you, Lord, I love you. Now my heart's desire is to know you more, to be found in you and known as yours, to possess by faith what I could not earn, all surpassing gift of righteousness. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater. Best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord, I love you. Oh, to know the power of your risen life, and to know you in your sufferings, to become like you in your death, my Lord, so with you to live and never die. Knowing you, Jesus, oh, knowing you, there is joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord, I love you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that what this is about?
Amen.
Knowing Him and making Him known. Amen. Pray that strike a little chord on you. We're going to invite our brother up. Just a fine man of God. We just don't find it that we're worthy to have our brothers that have come this weekend, but we do thank God for this opportunity. Amen.
Amen.
If you'd like to stand, we're going to sing a song. It is good to see our brother Philip here this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Come running in. Amen. He's been slaving away, and by the grace of God, may God give him a great blessing in the power of God's divine love. Amen. So we're just going to sing that song if we can. Let's sing that song, In the Name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. Oh, when we come in the name of Jesus, tell me and stand before in the precious name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh yes, it's in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh yes, well it's in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. Oh, when we come in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, we have the victory. One more time, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we are the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh, demons will have to flee. Oh, let me come in the name of Jesus, tell me, stand on me. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Amen and amen and amen. Oh, I always loved that song, you know. Because at the mention of the name of Jesus Christ, every knee must bow. Every knee in hell must bow. Even knees in heaven must bow. And knees on this earth must bow. So if you have the name of Jesus Christ in your life, oh brother, sister, you are somebody, okay? Amen. That must give confidence. That must put some joy into your soul. That you are not ordinary person on this earth. The whole heavens recognize you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The heavens know who you are. And Jesus know who you are.
Amen.
And Satan know who you are.
Amen.
Amen. And as the name of Jesus Christ is mentioned, Satan bowed the knee. If your name is mentioned, Satan must bow his knee. Yes, sir. Because Christ lives in you.
Amen,
amen and amen. We thank God for bringing us together again. And I know that we are going to have fellowship this morning. I hope you love the fellowship of God. Is that?
Amen.
So you agree with David? Do you agree with David? Say, let's go into the house of God.
Amen.
We are going to have fellowship in the house of God.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Before we sit, shall we just read our scripture? And we are taking it from... Oh, sorry. We are taking it from Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, we read in verse 11 and 12. And I will read Psalm 89, verse 4. And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8 to 13. Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and a fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed, after his kind, and a tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Psalm 89 and verse 4. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generation. Selah. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8 to 13. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead, according to my gospel, wherein I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Shall we have a word of prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you again for giving us this opportunity to come before your presence. Father, we are praying this morning also that you speak your word to us, Lord. We are yearning to feed upon your word. Father, to give us liberty. Father, to bring us from bondage. Father, to heal our sickness and our diseases. To make us walk closer to thee. We pray, Father, if you come on the scene, Lord, we will rejoice and glorify your mighty name. Let it be granted, Lord, throughout this morning. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. May be seated. Well, the Bible says that today is the day the Lord has made. And therefore, let us live in the day and rejoice. We'll live in the day and rejoice because the Lord God is our refuge. Amen. David said, the Lord is my strength and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So, if we have Jesus Christ, we have everything that it takes to make somebody to be bold. Amen. We are living in a sinful world. But in all, we thank God that we don't affiliate ourselves with the world. But rather, we look unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. This morning, I have a topic. He says, the seed of resurrection. Yes, sir. The seed of resurrection. Now, touching on resurrection or talking about resurrection, it is about the power and victory of the Christian. The only thing that we have that the other religion don't have is the power of the resurrection. You will agree with me, brother or sister, that as the Bible says, that it's not our might, not our power, but it's just the grace of God. Amen. That we are Christians, that we are children of God. Okay? There are a lot of people in the world, physically or socially, they live a good life. There are people, they don't smoke, They don't fornicate. They don't drink. They don't commit adultery. They don't have any evil mind against someone. They are in the world. But they are not just Christian because they don't have no Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So you realize that it's just a mighty grace God has given us. That He calls us His children. And if God calls us His children, He does not call us His children for calling sake. But He gives us His Spirit to enable us to walk the way He walked. And the power that He had, He has exhibited that power to us. The power of God is now given to the believer. So that we will manifest what God intended on this earth. Amen and amen. So you see that Christianity, or for that matter, the real believer, the only thing that differentiates us from the other religion is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because those religions, you can name them. Those religions, really, some of them preach holy life. Some of them tell their people to live a holy life, a righteous life. And they make sure that they live according to it. But the miserable point is that all their so-called leaders, when they died, that was the end of the religion. When they died, that was, you talk about Buddha, you talk about Confucius, you talk about so many, you know them. A lot of people, when they died, that was the end of their religion. But when Jesus Christ died, in the third day He came back from the dead, and He demonstrated power over death. He showed that He has power to lay His life down and take it again. Hallelujah. And that is the reason why Christianity is different from the rest of the religion. All the religion, you can go right now and go, they will show you the tomb of their leaders. Amen. And you dig down into the tomb, you go and see their remains, their bones over there. But we Christians, hallelujah, we show you the tomb of Jesus Christ. And you not see anything remaining. Because Christ did not leave anything there. He came back from the dead the third day. And it's an experience that He has given to we, the believers, or His followers. Hallelujah. If not, then our religion will be in vain. If you don't have the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, the resurrection, then it means we are going to be the same like the other religions. That is why Paul, oh brother, Jesus Christ walked on this earth. People saw Him to be ordinary person. And today, there are a lot of people also that are claiming that Jesus Christ was just one of the leaders. Christ is not just one of the leaders. Christ was not an ordinary person. Christ was Jehovah God of the Old Testament who came down in a human flesh. This is what Satan don't want the people to know. Because if the people get to know that fact, they will know the true God. That is the reason why He always makes sure that He lets the people think that Jesus Christ is just an ordinary human being that came to the earth. How can He become an ordinary human being? When even His birth was a supernatural birth. The woman Mary did not know any man. And a woman cannot be pregnant without any man. Okay? So Christ was not an ordinary being. The problem was that Satan don't want the people to know the true God. Because the moment they know the true God, nobody will worship Him. That is why he makes sure to hammer people that Christ is a small boy, Christ is a little man, Christ is such, 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 such. But Christ was God. The prophet says that God of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ in the New Testament. He changes not. He has power. God has power to change Himself whatever way he wants. One time, Abraham met him as Melchizedek. And Melchizedek, the Bible says that he has no beginning of days, he has no end of days. And today you ask the intellectuals, the theologians, they will not be able to tell you who Melchizedek was. They will only tell you that, well, he was a man, he was the king of Salem. He had no father, he had no mother. That is all. But we tell you that Melchizedek was God himself that came down upon this earth. Another time, the same Abraham met him and he called him Lord. That same God. And then he came to a time that he should come to pay a sacrifice. To wash away the sin that started in the Garden of Eden. And God, for that matter, cannot come in his form as the anointed cherub. He needed a body filled with blood. Because the sin that happened in the Garden of Eden was not fruit. But it was sin of blood. So God must need a powerful blood to clean that sin away. And nobody was worthy. In fact, the prophet said that Enoch even was not worthy. The first man to experience the rapture. He said he was not worthy. Nobody was worthy in heaven. So he had to form himself a human body to come down on this earth to come and shed his blood so that our sins will be washed away. So when he came with a promise. He said, I will lay my life down and I will take back in the third day. Who will be able to do that? If he is not God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he laid down his life and he was killed, and the third day he came back from the dead. And brother, resurrection is a seed. Resurrection is a seed. If you don't have that seed in you, you cannot have any experience of resurrection. Listen to what Paul said in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I am reading from verse 12. He says, now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? You know the Sadducees. The Sadducees don't believe that there's resurrection. But the Pharisees, they believe there's resurrection. You see the confusion? Amen. So Paul was asking, why is there some among you that they say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. And your faith is also vain. Why? Because you are believing in resurrection. Hallelujah. He said, yeah. And we have found false witness of God. Because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Hallelujah. Amen. If Christ did not raise from the dead, then our, oh God have mercy, then our faith is in vain. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. We are believers. We are Christians that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. They are now dead sleeping. The Bible says that they are sleeping, they are not dead. Because the Christian don't die. The Christian only sleep. He said, then they, he said that then those that are asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead. And become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, Even so, in Christ shall all be made alive. Amen. Oh, brother, my sister, I am not talking about death this morning, but I'm talking about the resurrection. Amen. I'm talking about resurrection. We pray that all of us will live and will see our bodies changed. Is that what we are praying for? It's a good thing. But then, those that have gone ahead, that physically we say they are dead, spiritually, the Bible says that they are not dead. He said they are sleeping. And all these people will God bring out on the day of resurrection. But what I am trying to let you understand is that those people, they had a seed of resurrection before they went that way. Because if they don't have the seed of resurrection, they will never resurrect. Amen. So the seed or the resurrection is a seed. And when we are talking about a seed, what is a seed? A seed. He says it's a plant or part of plant from which a new one will grow. Okay? Amen. Seed is a part of plant from which a new one will grow. So God, that day, when he was creating, he said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. If you plant a seed of tomato, what will come? Tomato? Or you get garlic? If you plant a seed of tomato, you reap tomato. If you plant garlic, you get garlic. You cannot plant garlic and reap onion. Amen. You cannot plant a mango and reap orange. Amen. Well, yesterday we were talking about technology. I made mention of technology. Today technology have reached a place that the agriculture sector, they have something they call engrafting. You are aware of that. They plant orange and they can engraft tangerine. They can lemon, lime, grapefruit. And so you see that one tree will be bearing about 6 different kinds of fruits. It's a hybrid tree. Amen. The vine tree of Jesus Christ, it bears only one fruit. Hallelujah! He said that, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. And so, whatever the seed is from the ground, it passes through the vine and then it acts up in the branches to bear fruit. Therefore, the character of the tree is known by the fruit that it bears. Yeah. Are you saying amen there? Yeah. Hallelujah. So, God said that he realized that the thing that he said was good and they started bearing fruit. So, the seed is what? The word of God. Amen. According to Luke chapter 8. Are you with me this morning? Yes. According to Luke chapter 8. Verse 11. He says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Amen. The seed is the word of God. Christ was telling them about the sower who planted a good seed. And then later on, an evil man also went and planted an evil seed. Amen. And so when he was telling them this, he came to a point to show them plainly what the seed was. Wow. And he said that seed was the word of God. Amen. Or is the word of God. Amen. Brother and my sister, as we are, we call ourselves Christians. And in fact, not that we call ourselves Christians, but God has made us to be Christians. And what made us to be Christians? It was the word of God that he planted in you. Yeah. Okay? That is where your hope lies. Because without the seed of God in you, you cannot germinate. And if you are a seed, you must be planted. And when you are planted, you must come up from the ground and bear fruit. So the Bible says that being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Hallelujah. According to 1 Peter chapter 3 somewhere. Being born again, not of corruptible seed. We are born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. Amen. A time passed in our life when we were in the false churches. We were calling ourselves born again children. Everybody say he was born again. She was born again. And we also said that we were born again. But we were not born again. Until God's grace brought us into the real word of God. And when we got that one, we found out that our character have changed. In fact, when you are born again, it is a must that your character must change from the old one to conform to God's word. Then it means the seed of God that was planted in you, you are exhibiting it. Since from the day that God created man, man corrupted his way. And man changed his way. That is why man must be born again. In fact, when Nicodemus went to see Jesus Christ, he said, Master, we know that you are a man that came from God. Because no one can do what you are doing. Your teachings are different from our teachings. Your behavior different from our behavior. He was trying to find something from the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said that, verily, verily, except a man be born again, or he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus went ahead and asked Jesus Christ, how can I, an old man like me, enter the second time into my mother's womb and be born again? Jesus said that, you are a teacher in Israel, and you don't know these things. What I am telling you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. I thank God that Nicodemus believed the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh no? So you see, man corrupted his way. So man needs to be born again. Amen. By the seed of God. Amen. Okay? As we are all seated here, we have fathers here, we have mothers here, we have children here. But all of us, we were seed from our parents. Amen. But we were seed from our fathers. Amen. And we came to this earth. And we found out that some of us, we took the life of our fathers. Wow. The way and manner they lived, that was what we were also living. That was the natural. So if you reach a place that the experience of born again should come into your life, then you must have a new parent. And your new parents will be God's word. And now the word of God is what is going to bring you up. Amen. To teach you the way and manner you will live. Amen. Amen. It was only man. Because animals, the goats, the sheep, the horses, the pigs, since God created them, they have not fallen. They are the same. So they don't need born again. Amen. Amen. The animals have not fallen. Amen. But we men fall. Amen. The moment God created the dog, God showed the dog how to bark. And you hear the dog bark, go. Who tells the dog to do that? Nobody. And since from creation, we have seen dogs and dogs and dogs. And the way and manner their attitude is the same now. Nobody teaches the dog to bark. Amen. Hallelujah! Amen. So if you go to somebody's house and a dog is barking at you, that is its nature, okay? Amen. 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 Who tell the pig to love the mud? That is the nature of the pig. Okay? Who teaches the horse how to run? Oh, brother. They have not fallen. They remain the position God placed them. But we, man, we fell. That was why we need born again. Hallelujah. And being born again, we need the real seed of God. When you plant the seed must come out to germinate and then bring new life. Amen. Amen. They have not changed, but human beings change. The seed of resurrection, which is the word of God, must fall on the soul. Okay? If you want to plant a seed, you look for a fertile ground where you think that the soil will help the seed to bring up for fruit. Okay? So you look for a solid place. And as human beings, the solid place God wants the seed to fall is on our soul. Or in our soul. In fact, the word of God comes, don't come on your flesh. Your flesh cannot hold the word of God. Your spirit cannot hold the word of God. Hallelujah. But the word must fall in your soul, where it will have a fertile ground to bring forth fruit. The Bible said, I'm met of repentance. And that is resurrection. If you put a seed in the soil, what does it do? It dies. Now, it is not the seed that dies, but the cover, the outlet, that dies. So that the seed can come out. When God's word was placed in us, what happened to our body? The flesh went away. And now the seed, the real seed, has brought up new life. And we are bearing fruit to the glory of God. Amen. One day, Jesus Christ was called upon to go to Bethany because his friend Lazarus was sick. You remember that story? And he told his disciples, hey, our friend Lazarus is sick. He didn't say anything again. He waited to the second day. Then they received a message that Lazarus is dead. And Jesus told his disciples that Lazarus, God have mercy. Our friend Lazarus is sleeping. Let us go and wake him up. Then Peter and the rest said that, oh, master, if he is sleeping, let us allow him. When he is satisfied with his sleeping, he will get up. They were thinking that it was a natural sleeping. Okay? But indeed, Lazarus was dead. And Jesus said that, indeed, let me tell you the plain truth. Lazarus is dead. But let us go and wake him up. Then they realized that, no, they must go together with the master. They went to Bethany with the disciples, with Jesus Christ. When they got there, you know the story already. The Bible said that Martha ran and came and met the Lord. He said, oh, master, if you have been here, my brother would have died. You see the point? Why was Martha saying this to Jesus Christ? Martha sat under the feet of Jesus Christ. Martha heard Jesus Christ preaching to her. So Martha believed the word of God. And he knew that if you believe God's word, you have a resurrection power in you. But what he didn't know was that as Jesus Christ was standing before her, the power of resurrection was in him. You know what? So when Jesus said that, Martha, don't cry, but your brother will live. Martha said, master, I know that my brother will live, but it will only be in the day of resurrection. Amen. Jesus said, look at her. He said, but I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, even though he's dead, shall he live again. Hallelujah. He that believeth in me will not even die. That is why the believer don't die. Oh, hallelujah. Amen and amen. And then this thing became so marvelous in the ears of Martha. And then he rushed and called her sister Mary. Mary also came with the same thing to you know, to discourage themselves, but Jesus Christ knew what he was there doing.
Amen.
He asked them, where have you laid him? So, Master, but now he is stinking. Because one human being died 72 hours, corruption set into his body.
Yeah. Right.
So they said that it is 4 days now. Now he is thinking. He said, hey, do you believe me or you don't believe me? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He said, roll the stone. Just roll the stone from the tomb.
Amen,
amen and amen. And Jesus Christ stood in front of the tomb. And the Bible said that he screamed and he called Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth.
Amen.
And the man that was dead for 4 days, corruption had set into his body. He raised up from the dead and he came out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What is that? The seed of resurrection was already in Lazarus. If Lazarus didn't have the seed of resurrection in him, he wouldn't even hear the name of Jesus himself when Jesus Christ called him. So he already had the resurrection seed in him before he died. And can you imagine that? Why will Christ wait for 3 days, after 3 days? You know what? God knows everything.
Amen.
People go to coma, sometimes 6 months, and they come back. Is that? If Christ did not wait after 3 days, their people will say that, oh, after all, it was a coma.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But he waited till the fourth day.
Amen.
And the body started to stink into their noses before he went there. And he called on Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth. Oh, brother, my sister. That day, what you have to understand is that it was not only Lazarus alone that was in hell. That time Christ has not died. So all the people die and they go to one place. Abraham was there. Isaac was there. Jacob was there. Nebuchadnezzar was there. Nimrod was there. All people that have died on so many ways, all of them were in the same place. So the prophet says that he called on Lazarus. In fact, had it not been Lazarus' name he mentioned, and he only stood there, and he said that, come forth.
Amen.
You will see all the saints of old that have died, all of them will get up and they'll come. Because that word, you know, attracts the voice that is sent to. The seed of God, okay? The voice of God goes to the seed. To ignite the seed, for the seed to live. Amen. If you plant the seed on the earth, it needs the sun. Okay? If you put a seed into the earth, it needs the sun. And who is the sun here? The sun is the Lord Jesus Christ. And anything that comes from his mouth is life. Therefore, the life will attract the voice of God. Amen. When the seed is there and the light shine upon it, it will ignite and life will come out. So he said, Lazarus, had it not been that way, and he only said that, come forth, you will see Moses coming out. You will see Abraham coming out. You will see Daniel coming out. Isaiah and all of the old saints, all of them will come out. Amen. You remember when he resurrected? The old saints resurrected with him. Yes, sir.
Amen.
But what I'm trying to understand is that the seed was already in these people before they died.
Amen.
And so if the seed is already in you, brother, sister, you don't die.
Amen.
Amen and amen. You don't die. But you live to prove that indeed the power of resurrection is in your life.
Amen.
It's a character.
Amen.
The prophet said character is not a gift, it's a victory. Nobody gives you a character as a gift. God don't give you a gift as for your character. It's a victory. You must war for it and you must win it.
Amen.
Amen. One time, far away, in the city of called Moab, There was a man who traveled with his wife and children. And when they got to the land of Moab, the Bible says that the man died. And then the children, the two boys, Kilon and Malon, they got wives to themselves. And came to a time, these boys also died. So this woman wanted to go back to Israel. And when he was planning to go, he called their two in-laws and told them that, well, the Lord brought me empty. I'm returning to my country empty. And these two girls were crying. Both of them were crying. Oh, mama, why are you leaving us? We'll go with you. Naomi said that, what? How can you go with me? Go to your people and live. Live a comfortable life. I am poor. Okay? Why I'm going, I don't know where I'm going. I was poor in my country and I traveled to this place. And the Lord did not bless me. I am going back to the same condition. So why do you want to go with me? It was a real challenge. And the Bible says that all these girls started crying because they loved the woman so much. It does not matter how you love God. The question is whether the seed of God is in you.
Amen.
You see that the Bible said that these two girls cried. But when Naomi was pressurizing them to return, he said, if the Lord will even open a way for me to have a man again to marry, and I'm able to bring forth sons, how is it that you will be able to wait till they will grow for you to marry them? There's no sense in that. So go back to your people. And the Bible says that Orpah reached to Naomi and gave her a kiss. And she returned to her people. And the prophet says that that is the character of the denomination. The character of the denomination. They cannot follow Jesus Christ. They look to the world. They look to the old condition. That is why they can never live the life of Christ, but they will live and reflect the world always in their lives. But Ruth, oh hallelujah. Ruth, being one of these, he says, he looked to the woman, he said, Naomi, my mother-in-law, entreat me not to return from following you. For where you are going, there I will go. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God.
Amen.
Where you sleep, there I will sleep. Where you die, there I will die. And where you are buried, there I will be buried.
Amen.
Why was this woman saying all these things? What did he hear? What did she hear? Hallelujah. I tell you that she heard this thing from the husband. Because the husband was a Jew. And he taught her the tenets and the ways of God. And the woman believed in the house of Naomi.
Amen.
So while they were in the Moab, this woman had already believed on the Lord Jehovah God.
Amen.
So if Naomi is going to the Jehovah God, she said that she will leave all the idols in Moab and she was going to follow Naomi.
Amen.
So he said, don't tell me to return from following you. What was that? He had a seed of resurrection in her. How was she able to tell Naomi that where you are buried, there I'll be buried?
Amen.
He had a revelation.
Amen.
About the resurrection that was going to take place.
Amen.
And if you remember, Abraham bought a land at Machpelah. And he buried the wife, Sarah,
right,
when she died.
Amen.
And he himself was buried there.
Amen.
And in fact, the Bible says that all the patriarchs were buried over there. Because Machpelah was the place that resurrection was going to take place.
Amen.
Amen. When they went to Egypt and they died over there, when Jacob was about to die, he met Joseph his son to lay his hand upon his thigh and swear that he would never leave his bone in Egypt.
Amen.
But the Lord God was going to visit them and he must take his bones and send it back and bury it at Machpelah. When Joseph also was about to die, he also did the same thing. And all the brothers, they died in Egypt.
Right.
But he made the people swear to them that they should never leave their bones over there in Egypt.
Yeah.
Because they were believing that there was going to be a resurrection. Yeah. And the resurrection was going to be only in the land of Machpelah. Amen and amen. So they did not allow them, their bodies to remain in strange lands. And they brought all the bones when they left Egypt and they buried them at Machpelah. Today, where is Machpelah? Machpelah is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That if you have that Jesus Christ, that is your Machpelah. If you have Jesus Christ in you, you have the seed of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Death cannot hold you on this earth. Praise be the name of our God. Hallelujah. Resurrection power. It's a seed. Brother, sister, if you have that seed in you, you will never go weary. Amen. If you have the seed of resurrection in you, you have a blessed assurance. If you have the seed of resurrection in you, you don't need nothing. You don't have to think about anything. You don't have to be afraid of anything. Because God has made you a victorious person already.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When Joseph was sold into slavery, into Egypt, what happened? They sold him as a slave. And the boy went to Egypt as a slave. Until Potiphar's wife, okay, by her own corrupt way, wanted this boy to be killed. In fact, he told the husband, I'll kill him when he had not done anything wrong. Okay? I remember when the woman was pressurizing Joseph to have an affair with her. Joseph said that, woman, if I do this, I have sinned against my God. Even though I'm not in the land of my people, I am in a strange land, but my God is here with me. My God is in my soul. So if I do that thing, I sin against him, so I cannot do it. And the woman said that, hey, this boy, you don't respect me. I love you and you don't want to love me. How can I love somebody's wife? That was Joseph. Hallelujah! And this man hatched a plot. One day, when Joseph was in the house cleaning, the Bible said that the woman went trying to, you know, rape him. And Joseph had to, you know, release himself from the woman and run away. And when Joseph ran away, the woman knew that, hey, if he doesn't do anything, something will happen to her. So she shouted. And when the people came, she told them that Joseph had come trying to force her to do something evil. But you see, a strange boy, a humble boy, he could not defend himself. So they put him into the prison. You see, brother, sister, your righteousness will always put the light of God in your front. Anywhere you go, the light of God will be reflecting around you. As we heard yesterday, a child of God with the seed of God, brother, sister, I say it's a blessed assurance in your life. God will take care of every situation the devil tried to bring in your way. It is not you taking the control, but God himself will always take control over every situation the devil would like to bring in your way. Hallelujah. So what should we be afraid of? We are the target of the devil. In our workplaces, in our schools, in our homes, we are the target of the devil. Satan always wants to bring things into our way to discourage us. But I say, our God will always take control over those situations.
Amen,
amen and amen. Amen. Now what happened? When he was taken to prison, now things begin to start work.
Amen.
People that were in a prison yard, who did not respect Joseph because he was a stranger, now they dream, and Joseph brought the interpretation of the dreams. It was not quite long when Pharaoh himself had a dream. Nobody was there to interpret. Then these people that he interpreted their dreams. And the Bible said that it happened according to the interpretation of Joseph. When the one was restored back to his position, he even forgot about Joseph. Because he went back and was feeling fine. And when the Pharaoh himself had that dangerous dream, nobody was there. The magician couldn't interpret it. Okay? The soothsayers could not bring the interpretation. The witchcraft, the doctors, they couldn't bring them. Before this man remembered that, there was a Jewish boy in the dungeon. Oh, God, have mercy, brother. God will always remember his own. With some circumstances, God will always remember you. Amen. So he said, Pharaoh said, go and bring that boy. And they brought Joseph to the scene. Joseph gave the interpretation of the dream. Wow! And the king said, what? Is that so? He said, yes, that is what the Lord is telling you. Oh, then and then, Joseph was promoted. And they gave him a name, Zaphonat Panaya, meaning the Savior. Can we imagine that? A slave boy in a prison yard. And now he was promoted to be the prime minister of Egypt. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, the reason why Potiphar did not kill Joseph was that when the day that Joseph went into his house, everything started to prosper. Amen. The Bible said that anything that Joseph will put his hands on, it prospers. So Potiphar, knowing carefully within him that no, the accusation the wife is giving to the boy cannot be true. But he was a sensitive man. He was not able to stand and tell the wife that, hey, woman, what you are saying about the boy is not true. He couldn't do that. But what happened? The Lord prospered the hand of Joseph. Anything that Joseph touched became a blessing. So now, the whole Egypt was given into his hands. Hallelujah! Amen. And Joseph, oh my, had to marry a Gentile woman. Amen. You know why Jesus Christ is called Nurse's wife?
Amen.
Because his own people sold him.
Right.
His own people sold him.
Yeah.
That is why he left them and he has come to marry us.
Amen.
So their character of Joseph depicts exactly the life of Jesus Christ. He was killed and he was put into the prison, hell. Joseph also physically was killed and was put into the prison yard. He came back to be the king and rule the whole people. Our Lord Jesus Christ is also coming back to rule the whole world. And of course, we are going to rule with him. Amen on that day. Hallelujah. And Joseph himself, while he was also going to die, he made that same proclamation. He said, don't leave my bones in this strange land. For that said the Lord, your Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are going to visit you. And when you are moving from this place, make sure you take my bones and bury them at Machpelah.
Amen.
Amen. The prophet says that. The prophet said, he says that that Machpelah is the Lord Jesus Christ that we are believing in today.
Amen.
If Machpelah was where resurrection was going to take place today, if you die outside Jesus Christ, you don't have any resurrection.
Amen.
But if you remain in the Lord Jesus Christ, brother, and I say that the seed of God, which is planted in you, begin to work within you, you have power over death. You have power over this body.
Amen.
You are already dead.
Amen.
You are not going to die again.
Go on,
what is this brother saying to this morning? Yes. I say you are already dead. You are not going to die. Now you are living as a resurrected person.
Amen.
That day, hallelujah, you call on Jesus Christ. You told Jesus Christ, Lord, take me. I'm a sinner. I now come to you. Use me. That day was the day that you died. Okay? And then you were buried under the water. Okay? When you were brought up back, that was the sign of your resurrection. That is why we are dead to the things of this world. Hallelujah! We are dead to the things of this world. That is why we don't smoke. That is why we don't drink. We are dead to it. That is why we don't fornicate. We are dead to it. That is why we don't commit adultery. We are dead to it.
Amen.
That is why we don't fight. We are dead to it. anything in this world, we don't have taste for it because we are dead to this world. Amen. Hallelujah! And in our baptism, we were buried under the water. And when we're brought back again, we exhibit a new life. That is what we call the resurrection life. Amen. It is a seed that must be in each and every one that call him or himself a believer. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Jesus paid for our resurrection. And when he went to hell, he went and caused commotion over there. Because the people were having the seed already in them. And so he went there. The Bible said that he went there to bring the souls that were in prison. He called their names and he brought all of them out. So on the day of resurrection, he resurrected with all those of them. The Bible said that they saw the people walking in the street of Jerusalem. Amen. Do you know that very soon your body is going to be changed? Do you know that? Do you believe that? Then I want you to say amen here. Your body is going to be changed very soon.
Amen.
And when it changes, the people that don't believe this message, brother, they will not have that experience because they don't have the seed in them.
Amen.
It must be a seed in you before it can work.
Amen.
If that seed is not in you, it cannot work. And that is what God says, that the seed is the word of God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now listen. He said, no wonder it thrilled the heart of the people. No wonder it brought people to worship. What brings people to worship? The resurrection seed. Hallelujah. If the resurrection seed in you, brother, my sister, it will bring you to worship. Nobody will beg you to come and worship God. Nobody will come and beg you to praise God. Nobody will beg you to say amen to God's word. Because it's a seed in you. And if we see if that seed is in you, it must do its work. Oh, hallelujah. You will not plant mango, a seed of mango. And Rasimon, you go every morning to the mango tree. And you tell the mango tree, I beg you. I beg you, try to bear mango. Mango tree, I beg you. Try to bear mango. Can it be possible? You cannot do that. You cannot plant watermelon. You know watermelon? You put watermelon seed in the floor or in the ground, and always you go and kneel down. Oh, watermelon. Watermelon, I beg you. Try and become watermelon, okay? Watermelon, I beg you. Can that be happy? Can that happen? That is why, brother, my sister, if you have the seed of God in you, nobody should beg you to worship God. It is automatic. It is automatic. It must it's a reflection. It must reflect in your life. Amen. Nobody tell me to worship God. Because the seed of God is in me. I know that the seed of God is in me. So I do what God's word says I should do. That is the fruit I am bearing. And every believer must do the same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. The prophet said that it will bring you to worship. We are worshiping God by believing his word. We are worshiping God by loving one another. Okay? If I don't love you, brother, what is me? If you don't love me, what is you? Jesus said that by this will all the people know that ye are my disciples. The resurrection seed. Amen. Yes, sir. He said, no wonder that people today will crawl on their knees and touch stones and rub crosses and so forth, because something within them, something down in the human soul, is crying out for something they can't find. The deep calling unto the deep. And if there is a deep calling, there has to go to be a deep to respond to it. That just has its has to be. The deep calling unto the deep, there must be a deep to respond to that. Hallelujah! One day, Noah was working in his barn. Then he heard his name, Noah. Noah. He didn't see anybody, but he only heard a voice. And he responded, here am I. Then God commissioned Noah to go and cut gopher wood. Okay? To build an ark. Because he was going to destroy the world. The Bible said that while he was doing that, he preached to the people for 120 years. They didn't believe him. They come and they mock at Noah. They laugh at Noah. They insulted Noah that Noah was a madman. Because from that time, they have never seen rain before. And so, it did not sound well to their hearing. Okay? Like how today, people have never seen fire before. So if you tell them that they have never seen judgment before, they have never seen Jesus Christ walking on earth before. So if you tell them that Jesus Christ is coming, they think that you are joking.
Yeah.
One of the days, they will see him.
Amen.
Amen. But what happened? What led Noah to understand? Noah heard the voice. And because there was part of God in Noah, it has to respond to the voice of God.
Amen.
Amen. That is the seed of God in Noah. So here, I am emphatically declaring to you that it was not Noah responding, but the seed of God in Noah was what responded to the voice of God.
Amen.
The same thing applies to Moses. When he called him on the Sinai mountain, he said, Moses, Moses, remove the sandals that you are wearing, for where you are standing is the holy ground. What happened? Moses responded. Because Moses had the seed of God in him already. That is why he could respond. The deep calleth unto the deep. There must be a deep to respond to it. In fact, if you don't belong to the deep, you will never hear the deep calling. Praise be the name of our God. Hallelujah. He says, and now, we become anointed with that same spirit. Anointed messiahs. Messiahs of the last day to shine forth the resurrection of Jesus Christ. To show that he is not dead. But in the form of the Holy Ghost, he is in his people. Moving among his bride. With a love affair to her. Pouring out into her himself. Hallelujah. They are becoming one for the wedding supper. And the same signs promised by the same God in the same word is making his same manifestation. God, or for that matter, Jesus Christ, the prophet said that he is now having an affair with the wife, which is the church. Because he is pouring himself into the wife. And when a man is pouring himself into the wife, that is where fellowship comes. Are you understanding me? Amen and amen. Yes, I'm becoming raw this time because that is the reality.
Amen.
The prophet said that the natural type, the spiritual. Jesus Christ is now having an affair with his wife, which is the church. That is why we are happy in his presence. Hallelujah! We are happy. We are rejoicing. We are glorifying his holy name because he is having an affair with us, revealing himself to us. Amen. Especially when we see the demonstration of the Malachi 4 operating. What should we be? It should put revival into our system.
Amen.
When we see Luke 17, 40, 30, you know, manifesting, what should it be? It should put us in operation. When we see the book of Revelation, now it's 10, 1 to 11. Not again 1 to 7. Now it is 1 to 11. Okay? The 1 and 7 was the time that the ministry was being manifested. The opening of the seven seals was the 7th. Now, remember, when the 7th was fulfilled, the Bible said that now the angel told John that he should take the book and eat it.
Amen.
Okay? So, what is the book now? What is the book now? The book is in our stomach.
Amen.
Hallelujah! We have eaten the word. We have chewed it. We have swallowed it. It's now in our stomach.
Amen.
And after that, he says something is going to happen. What is going to happen? He said we should prophesy. And right now, brother, my sister, we are all prophesying.
Amen.
By believing the word of the hour.
Amen.
It must put a revival in us.
Amen.
Because the seed must bear.
Amen.
Amen. Are you following me carefully? Amen. He says, they are becoming one for the wedding supper. And the same signs promised by the same God in the same word is making his same manifestation. There is nothing left for us to do but to believe it. And believe it is the substance. And that creates a perfect faith. Amen. If you believe it, he says that is the substance. And it's going to create a perfect faith. How can you worship God without without faith? Hallelujah. Faith is the base of our power. Everything that we are demonstrating in the name of Jesus Christ, it is because we have established our faith in him. He that cometh to the Lord according to the Bible should believe that he is. Okay?
Amen.
The one who, those who seek him, they will diligently, they will find him.
Amen.
A diligent Christian will always find the face of God.
Amen.
Oh my brother, my sister. He said God hates a powerless religion. If God hates a powerless religion, God, of course, he will hate a powerless church.
Amen.
It got to be power. Certainly. It is a power to save a man from sin. It is a power that can do signs and wonders. And miracles, as Jesus Christ promised. It is a power. Hallelujah. The miracles, the signs, and the wonders. He said, is the power. And what is the power? It must be the seed of God put in you already.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, God have mercy. That your children will see the light of this hour, my Lord. He says, they zeroed in on the word of God. Back there. And believed it. And it hit the target. You zero the same way on the word of God, and it will hit the target again.
Amen.
It's always the word of God.
Amen.
And Jesus says that the word is a seed.
Amen.
That you allow the seed to be planted in you.
Amen.
Automatically, brother, my sister, you must bear the resurrection power.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He says, it got to be because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God don't like a powerless religion. God does not want that. Amen.
Amen.
Say, if you are lukewarm, if you are touchy, if you are lazy, he said he will spew you out from his mouth. According to the Bible. God don't like that attitude. That is why Christian believers, when we come to the presence of God, we must see the resurrection power operating in us. We must always see, we cannot come to the church without seeing the presence of God. We come to meet the face of God here. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, is not in our homes. God is not in the buildings. God is in us. Is in us. Amen. Therefore, when we come together, it's automatic that we must see the presence of God amongst us.
Amen.
Because we are demonstrating his seed that he has placed in us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah.
He said, God wants to show himself alive. Our very hopes is the resurrection. Is that right?
Amen.
Our hopes of life is resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is why that day, brother, it is very funny. When he told them that I'll lay my life down and take it back, there are people said that, oh, this man, he can't do it. How can a man be killed and raise himself up? And so, you know what they did? Knowing very careful that the man was a miracle working God. He has performed so many miracles. People die, he brings them to life. So they went and hired people to seal the tomb. They sealed the tomb that perhaps the disciples will come and remove it at night. Okay? So they sealed the tomb. But you know what God did? Oh my. Before the disciples themselves would get to the tomb was open. The Bible says that A strong wind blew the stone off. That stone, brother, is not cardboard. A rock that had been hewn. Very big and very heavy. They put it at the tomb in those days. And then they seal it up. By the power of God. Oh, hallelujah. Swept the stone away. And then the Lord Jesus Christ came up from the dead. Now, when the news came around, the people said, yay. What is it? Then we are in trouble. Let us do something. They called the soldiers that we are going to give them money so that they will tell the people that when the people slept, his disciples came and stole him. The soldiers were very sensible. He said, we can't do that. If we do that, what are you going to talk about us? Did we sleep on duty? So they said, no, we'll not do that. They didn't take the money. Your money, the money, can never seal the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Nobody can stop Jesus Christ from resurrecting. And today, my brother and my sister, I am giving you that assurance that nothing of this world will stop you from becoming a believer. Nothing. I said nothing. It is already done that Christ has already put his seed in you. And that seed in you, the prophet says that it is part of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we imagine? Why didn't God kill Adam in the Garden of Eden? Why? The prophet said that had it not been Adam, God would have destroyed the woman. Because it's the woman who made sin to come into the garden. But God didn't do that. He says because Adam loved the woman. Amen. Amen. So God forgot about that. And Adam also, God didn't touch. Because when he was passing the judgment, he said, woman, what is it that you have done? Why have you brought commotion to this garden? Then the woman said that, Lord, it is the serpent who beguiled me. And God told the serpent, serpent, thou art cursed. From today, upon your belly will you walk. And from that day, every bone in the serpent was crumbled. That is why you see the serpent crawling. At first, it was an upright being. Amen. But you know what the Antichrist is doing? The Antichrist said to people that it was a serpent. It was a snake. No. It is a cursed animal that you see today. How sensible would that be? If the animal was already crawling, and God would say that, crawl. What sense would that be? Now Brother Simon is standing. I say, I'm going to punish Brother Simon. Then I say, Brother Simon, stand. What the sense is that? Amen. So the serpent was an upright being, like a man. He could talk. That is why he communicated with the woman. So God said that, thou art cursed. Upon your belly will you walk. And from that day, he walked on the belly. You know what happened? The scientists are trying to look for that missing link. They have tried and tried and tried. They cannot find it. Because they have delved into the monkeys, the chimpanzees, the gorillas, and all that. And they have come to realize that between the chimpanzee and man, there must be a creature. They have searched and searched and searched. They are not finding it. I say they should come and see us. We will tell them what was there. Hallelujah! Amen! So you know what they say? They have put there that it is a missing link. When God looked to the woman, he said, woman, because of what you have done, in sorrow will you bring forth. And your desire shall be by your husband. So sisters, when we rule over you, don't be annoying, okay? God gave us the power to rule over you. Hallelujah, because of what the woman did. But when he came to Adam, oh my, he couldn't say anything about Adam. Because he looked to Adam and he looked to himself. He realized that Adam is part of him. He said, I created Adam in the image of my own likeness. So if God cursed Adam, he has cursed himself. So God didn't say anything about Adam, but he said, Adam, for your sake, I curse the ground. Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! You see how special we are in the presence of the Lord? Oh, brother, my sister, I am saying this to encourage you. I am not saying this for you to think that you can do anything that you want. But I'm saying it to encourage you that I say God can never curse you because God has his part in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Every child of God, before you come to know God, the seed of God is already in you. God has his part in you already. Forget about the life that you were living in the olden time. That is past and gone. Okay? You see, when you put the seed on the earth, what happens? You cover it. But when the seed is germinating, okay, it pushes every death away. Is that not it? Have you experienced it before? It pushes every death, every death, the sun, pushes everything away. And you see that it will come fresh nicely from the ground. And that is exactly the experience that we have gone through. When we came to the Lord Jesus Christ, we pushed everything that is in the world away. And we came with a clear and clean life. That is why today you are called the saints of God. Hallelujah! Remember, that woman who was brought before God, Jesus Christ, he said, Lord, what do you say? This woman was caught in the act of adultery. And according to the law of Moses, he says we should stone such a person to death. What do you say? Then the Bible said that Jesus started writing something on the floor. I don't know what he was writing. He was writing something in an unknown tongue. And he, God will say, anyone among you who have not sinned before, you first cast the stone. And then all of them, this will look to his face, this will look to this one's face. They couldn't throw the stone. And then they left the woman and they went away. Their own conscience was beating them. Hallelujah. Their own conscience was beating them. Jesus Christ stood up and he looked, saw the woman standing. He said, woman, where are your accusers? He said, they are gone. He said, nobody condemn you? He said, yes, my Lord. He said, neither do I also condemn you. But go and sin no more. Amen. Go and sin no more. Brother, my sister, the seed of God will be in you. But until the sun shine on the seed, amen, for it to sprout and germinate, it will continue to be in the earth. And the moment the sun shines and the seed begin to germinate, the seed must bring a new life. That is why we have come out from our old characters. And we are bearing a good fruit to the glory of God. That is the seed of resurrection. Now I'm closing. When Jesus Christ got to the woman at the well, a tremendous something happened over there. Jesus Christ told the woman, woman, give me water to drink. Then the woman said, well, you are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan. We don't have anything in common. Why do you ask me for water? Because the Jews look down upon the Samaritans. And Jesus looked to the woman and said, if you know the gift of God and you know the one that is speaking to you, you rather ask me to give you water and you not come here to draw water again. The woman said, wow. You don't have buckets. You don't have the well is also deep. How are you going to draw the water and give to me? He said, now give me the water now. Let me drink so that I don't come here again. Jesus Christ looked at the woman's face. He said, if you want to drink that water that I want to give you, amen, go and call me your husband. The woman said, I don't have any husband. Jesus said, yeah, you are speaking the truth. You are a sinner, but you can speak the truth. He says, you have had 5 husbands. And the one that you are living right now with him is not even your husband. The woman said, what? Who is this man that is telling me what I have done? Oh, I perceive that you are a prophet. I know that the Messiah will come and he will tell us all these things. Say, our ancestors tell us That this is a well that our father Jacob dug, and we drank from it. But you Jews say that we should go to Jerusalem and go and worship. Jesus said that, well, people worship what they don't know. Today, Presbyterians are worshiping what they don't know. Right. Methodists are worshiping what they don't know. Pentecost is worshiping what they don't know. Right. Roman Catholic is worshiping what they don't know. Right. Hallelujah. Jesus said that a time is coming, and now is the time that they that worship the Lord, they will worship him in spirit and in truth. Then the woman said, well, the Messiah will come. And we know, we have an assurance that when the Messiah comes, he will tell us of all these things. Jesus said that, I am he. I am he who is talking to you. Amen. Now, this brought some revival into the life of the woman. The woman left her bucket down and he ran to the city and went and called all the Samaritans. He said, Samaritans, come and see a man that I've seen. Is this not the Messiah? And all of them pulled up. They met Jesus Christ. And Christ spoke the word to them. All of them believed. And then they turned to the woman and said, woman, it's not because you came to call her, that's why we are believing. But it's what we ourselves have heard. My brother, my sister, the seed of resurrection is the word of God that will be given to you at any time. And what I am saying this evening, this morning is that if the seed of God is in you, you respond to God's word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I'm closing with this. I don't want to take too much of your time this morning. He says, remember, Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Wherein I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Oh, brother. And my sister, this is your assurance. Today, you must know that you have the seed of resurrection in you already. You have the promise of God already in you. And that is what has made you to become part of God. And as God cannot die, as God cannot fail, as God cannot be miserable and discomfited, you can also do either. It is only the manifestation of his power that must be in your life. And this is what has given victory to the church. And we sing a song that onward Christian soldiers marching on to war. Why are we going to war? We are going to war to face the enemy. But if you have the power of Jesus Christ in us, who is the enemy to face us? The world must bow down to us. The world must recognize us. The world must see that we are not ordinary people. Satan himself should be aware that we are not ordinary people, but we are the sons and daughters of God because we have experienced the resurrection. I am sure every person, every one of you here have experienced the resurrection power. Other than that, you will never call yourself a Christian. That is our victory. The tomb is empty. We have an empty tomb, brother, sister. We have an empty tomb. Our religion is not dead. We have a living God. We have a living church. And we have a living saints of God. Amen. When you go to the Roman Catholic, their people die so many years before they call them saints. But Paul says that you are the living saint. If I'm calling for a saint in Napoleon, you are the living saint of God. Because you have already had the resurrection experience in you. You are not the same way as you were. You are a new creature. A new creature with the power of God manifestation. The tomb now is empty. The stone is rolled away. And Christ is alive in my heart. Okay? Christ is not living on my flesh. He's not living on my spirit. But he's living in my heart. The soul. Hallelujah. And death which is conquered in me has no power. For Christ is alive in my heart. Amen. Amen. The tomb now is empty. The tomb is empty.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There is nothing in the tomb today. Amen. If you want to see Jesus Christ, he is in the life of the believers.
Amen.
The Bible said that we are living epistle. We are living epistle read of all men. Brother, the prophet said that when the seals were opened, the Bible became a new Bible. And if the Bible became a new Bible, then we have got a new church.
Amen.
And if you have a new church, then it means we have a new sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
We are not the old people, we are a new people of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Whereby we can live with testimony. Oh, hallelujah. God bless all of you. Amen and amen. Shall we be on our feet this morning? I don't know how you don't know how to sing this song, but I'll sing it one more. The tomb now is empty. The stone is rolled away. And Christ is alive in my heart. And death which is conquered in me has no part. For Christ is alive in my heart. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The tomb now is empty. The stone is rolled away. And Christ is alive in my heart. And that which is conquered in me has no part. For Christ is alive in my heart. Oh, brother, I'm sorry, I don't have a good voice. But I pray that the words in this song will do something new in your life.
Amen.
If Christ is alive in our heart, hallelujah, what are we? We have the resurrection power.
Amen.
Amen. That seed of God must reflect in us. We should not live the old way. We should live a new life. Because the seed will always bring a new life.
Amen.
The tomb now is empty. The stone is rolled away. And Christ is alive in my heart. And that which is conquered in me has no part. For Christ is alive in my heart. One more time.
Amen.
The tomb now is empty. The stone is rolled away. And Christ is alive in my heart. And death which is conquered in me has no part. For Christ is alive in my heart. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless your name, my Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the honor and adoration for such a blessed assurance. Father, it's not our might. Indeed, it's not our power. But it is what you have made us to be before the foundation of the world. This morning, Father, you have come, O Lord, with your word to revive us. You have come, O God, with your word to remind us of what you have made us to be. Well, we are praying, O God, have mercy continually upon us. Father, strengthen us, O Lord Jesus. Wherever we become weak, Lord, we need your strength, O God, to encourage us, Father, for us to be able to walk in the victory that you have won for us. Father, I commit this church into your mighty hands.
Yes,
that your power will continue to manifest in the church. The demonstration of the Holy Spirit will continue to manifest in the church.
Yes.
Signs and wonders will continue to follow your people, my Lord. Let your word continue to be in their soul, Lord. Continue to pour yourself, O God, upon their life.
Yes.
As the prophets made us to understand that Jesus Christ, you are having an affair with your church. We pray, let the Holy Spirit bring your presence at all times, Lord.
Amen.
That any bondage of the devil will be eroded. any thing that the devil would like to bring to discourage your people, to take their joy away, Father, I pray that your spirit will come down to nullify every movement of the enemy. Bless everyone here in the church, the brothers, the sisters, the children, O King of Kings. We need you at all times in our life as we are preparing ourselves for your soon coming. Lord, take us by the hand and lead us the way. We thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless all of you. Rakan, will you come and give us some worship songs? And I just want us to worship. Amen. Having this assurance in us that the seed of resurrection has been placed in us. Brother, sister, I say don't be afraid of this world. Christ has already won the battle for you. Amen. God bless all of you.
get to hear what you're hearing. How excited should we be in the house of God? How happy. Like the brother said, don't have to beg you to worship.
Amen.
No matter if they call you Pentecostal or what they call you.
Yeah.
I'm not affiliated with a Pentecostal denomination anyway. I just have the life of God inside of me.
Amen.
That's what you have. Amen. You're bearing fruit of the resurrection. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. When Christ come up resurrected and the disciples had all that unbelief.
Amen.
Christ come up braid them, but you know what? They gave God his due worship. But church, they didn't even have the Holy Ghost yet, but when they got the Holy Ghost, you couldn't stop that from bubbling up out of them. They express the nature of the seed. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm just happy. By the grace of God, we'll sing. Maybe we'll, if it's okay, brother, maybe I'll just sing a couple songs. We'll dismiss this. Amen. I know time's far spent, and you give me another 5 minutes, I keep on singing. I'm going to start preaching again. So by the grace of God, I'm just so overwhelmed and so blessed of God, amen, to have such a fellowship. Because you understand, don't you understand what we're getting here? When you see in the scripture, you've seen that God opened up the eyes of Paul. Paul went 3 years to Arabia to confirm his experience. But when he come and met up with Peter, they're preaching the same word. Amen. Hallelujah. They didn't have the same natural teacher. It wasn't a natural teacher. But what? The Holy Ghost himself revealed the same word. Why? Because it wasn't something to be taught. It was a birth. And the birth made the word known to him.
Amen.
Not doing away the Bible. But church, we got to have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He doesn't just teach you a doctrine. He teaches you how to live. Amen. He tells you where to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He told your prophet. The prophet, he said, skip that plane and head down in this neighborhood down here.
Amen.
Amen.
Right,
amen. He'll show you things to come.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. We're living under privilege, church.
Amen.
God help us.
Amen.
You know what? We prayed. We fasted. We did all those things this week. But I want you to understand, the design of that was not for three services.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
The design, the heart behind it, was to get your spiritual life back in a condition to produce fruit for God.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
So I'm saying, glory to God, it's over. Let's go eat pizza. It ain't over.
Right.
We're sparking this thing.
Amen.
This Spirit of God has to come from somewhere.
Amen.
Amen. It's going to come from God.
Amen.
It's going to come from the point.
Amen.
But we can't just sit here and just let her just go back to some religious
right,
experience.
Brother. Amen.
May the word that has been planted in us bring forth
Amen.
Of its kind.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that song. Maybe we'll sing this song as we're dismissed, as no one's come up for prayer. You can do anything you want in the house of God. You're at liberty to pray. You're at liberty to come to the altar. You're at liberty to do whatever you feel led to do. Let's sing that song. Can't you see why I'm so happy, sister?